Notwithstanding the frowns that descends from the crown on my lord that was once so dear, preferred above other, undone by a brother, and the hate of an uncle so near, yet let them tread on and end as begun. My love it shall never withdraw. But in spite of a fate, in him I'll delight, for Monmouth's the flower of them all. Of great places at court, turned him out for their sport, pretending that he soared too high, or fearing he might at last claim a right, became a great beam in their eyes, 'cause the mobile ran and admired him each man, and welcomed him with a huzzah. For who can do less than love whom they bless, for Monmouth's the flower of them all? These monsters of Rome, they first hatched his doom, because that he stood in their way, and stopped their career when their plots did appear to make our religion their prey. Those other great lords are now all abhorred and termed as great monsters as he. By that Tory crew has nothing to do but to scandal brave Monmouth's degree. May they shimmy me like in cursing delight, till the fall on their own heads rebound, and he, like the palms, suppressed firmer stand, and the higher ascend from the ground. For who can he be that's so happy as he, who smilingly can so forgive the abuses of late received from the state? Great Monmouth, be happy and live. For the heavens may grow clear, and great Charles appear with the smiles of a father as before, as he promised to me he ever would be, and he my great Monmouth restore to his places of state, that he may be great, and his enemies unmasked be, whose endeavor to bring him in disgrace with his king. Brave Monmouth, I love none but thee. May thy royal father sway the scepter forever, and flourishing govern this land. May the Turks and the atheist, Presbyterians and Papists, turn one and in unity stand. Then shall be firm peace, from our jars we shall cease, in church government when we agree. And in the meantime, may the crown keep in line, brave Monmouth, we happier shall be.